The UN's Children's Fund today said Sri Lanka's Tamil Tiger rebels have stepped up child recruitment in the civil war against government forces, leading to the death or wounding of many. The rebels, who lost many of their strongholds to government forces in the past months, are now fighting desperately to defend a small sliver of land in the northeast, where they are cornered near the island's coast.
Since 2003, UNICEF has recorded more than 6,000 cases of children recruited by the LTTE. Some are as young as 14 years old. The communication chief at UNICEF Sri Lanka, James Elder, told us more about the horrors that child soldiers face.
Given the intensification of the current fighting, any child recruited will be in the line of fire. Child recruitment is a clear violation of Sri Lankan and international law. These children face the worst kind of horrors. They face being in the front line of an intense conflict in the prime of their childhood. This is a great concern to UNICEF. We have children in this conflict who are being recruited, children who are being killed, children who are being injured, separated from their families. This has become very much a crisis for children. Apart from the immediate threats of physical abuse and the trauma and the threat of death in this conflict, there's enormous trauma that they suffer. They are robbed of a childhood and they are exposed to things that no child should ever be exposed to. Their rehabilitation is very difficult. It's not impossible. UNICEF does a lot of work with thousands of children in Sri Lanka in terms of rehabilitation work. We have rehabilitation centres, getting them back to school, vocational training, something called psychosocial support. These things are very, very important. So, yes, we can, resurrect these children's lives, but obviously an enormous amount of damage is done when they are recruited.